Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Now, though, we have opened up the phones for you in our first hour at 800-636-1067 for your reactions to yesterday's Commanders-Dolphins game, a 16-13 overtime loss where Washington had all the chances to win and couldn't do it. Here are some of the areas where I look at the Dolphins and I go, not only are they bad, but they played bad. Like, it's one thing if you go, you played a 3-7 Miami team, but two of the last 3 weeks they've scored over 30 points, and they actually are a lot better than their record right now. That might have been the case if they came out and they were humming on offense and flying around on defense and you ran into a buzzsaw and got beat handily. Didn't happen yesterday. Some of the things I wrote down watching the game. Playing a bad team, fortuitous moments where if the streak was going to end, yesterday was the right time for it to end. There was a delay of game the Dolphins had before fourth and a foot on their first drive when they were moving with ease against Washington. They take a delay of game, which I don't know how Tua, a veteran quarterback, allows that to happen, and then they have to kick that field goal. They leave 4 points on the field.
Yep.
Right there, and you go, bad team playing badly. Tua misses an open touchdown to Greg Dulcich, the tight end, on 2nd and 2 from the 3-yard line on the second drive.
I don't know if he threw it the wrong place, or the tight end went to the wrong place, but it was a, again, bad team behaving badly. It was a miss. Somebody missed something.
Pitch and catch that's a touchdown in the previous 3 games in the gauntlet.
Yeah.
And again, they leave 4 points on the field because they take a sack on the ensuing play. Really, really nice play by Jacob Martin, by the way, who's got 4.5 on the year. They kick a field goal. Dolphins are bad. They're playing badly. There was a phantom PI call, which worked out beautifully in Washington's favor. And I was glad that it did because, you know, the Commanders are due some of these breaks, frankly, in a year where they're not getting a lot of them. But on 3rd and a mile, or right before 3rd and a mile, so 2nd and long from their own goal line, basically, Debo's running that dig route, and they say that he's interfered with when he basically was not touched. And the throw was 10 feet over his head. It was probably the second worst pass interference call of the day.
It's a pretty notable one later.
If you count Sunday Night Football, Eagles-Lions,
yep.
Also pretty bad. But that's one of those things where you go, all right, you're getting some breaks here. They would go on to get points on that drive when they would have probably had to punt on 3rd and a mile from the shadow of their own goalpost. How about the end of the half where Dan Quinn makes the – well, before I get to Dan Quinn, Mike McDaniel makes the inexplicable decision. Instead of Washington sending out its field goal team on 4th and 8, he actually takes a 10-yard penalty and gives them another shot to score a touchdown on 3rd and 18 right before the half. You remember that?
I do.
It was a 3rd and 8. There were 2 penalties on the offense. I think one of them was an OPI. So they move him back 10 yards, 3rd and 18. But the whole sequence leading up to that at the end of the half was bad, where Washington was allowing crazy amounts of time to go off the clock. Again, bad team playing badly. Then you had the Dolphins on a check down to Jeremy McNichols on a 3rd and 10 with two guys in position to tackle him. Basically splits right through him. They're flat-footed. They can't make the tackle. A good team rallies there and does. You had a 2nd down drop from Jalen Waddle on a drive right before the sack with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go where they punted the ball back to Washington. Now, Sanders still put it on the ground, and the Dolphins got it back. So it was as if they had just made one big explosive offensive play to get down the field. They would eventually go for a 4th down and not get it anyway. So that was part of the no, you take it part of the game.
Right.
But that's a bad team doing bad things with Waddle dropping a pass would have set up a 3rd and very, very short. The Dolphins don't take a lead under 2 to go, and instead of kicking a field goal to go up 3, go for it and call a downhill run shoving match with everybody in tight. And then the last thing I'll put in my list of what were the Dolphins doing yesterday sequences, they call a timeout on a 2nd and 9 with a 1:10 to go. Now, someone could say, well, the Dolphins wanted the ball back. You do that on 3rd down. You don't normally do that on 2nd down on when a team just got a couple yards and has 2 downs to get 8 yards, basically. But there were just so many things where I'm going, Mike McDaniel.
What are you doing here, guy?
Are you trying to get fired? And yet the Commanders would out-ridiculous them.
Well, that not going for the field goal for Miami there at the end, I would have gotten that if this were last year's Washington football, gentlemen. It's not. It's the group that couldn't move the ball against you real well. Well, they moved it okay. That hadn't scored. Hadn't demonstrated the ability to score. Hadn't demonstrated that they were going to, you know, do anything other than maybe settle for a field goal. But if you're going, I'm playing Mahomes or I'm playing Brady in his prime or I'm playing some elite offense, I can't settle for 3 because I'll lose.
Right.
Too much time left on the clock. I got to go for a touchdown. I don't think you had to yesterday, but you know that you live and die with your aggressiveness and for a team that's got nothing to lose at 3-7.
But do you think at 6-4 or 7-3 he does that? I think it was one of these games where you're bad, your record stinks, you're probably getting fired, and you're like, ah, whatever. It felt like an ah, whatever.
It felt ah, whatever-y. And I've ah, whatever.
But I don't want to ah, whatever back and forth with them.
No,
I'm not about to get fired. I'm Dan right. Quinn. You know, I'm not playing out the string of this terrible season while I'm doing that. That doesn't matter because I've got a lot of things, moving parts here that will matter with my regime going forward as they probably have to rearrange all the chairs. Here are the things I wrote down in terms of the Commanders shooting themselves in the foot. 4th and 2 from the 3. They're going for it in the first half. Chris Rodriguez, false start behind Marcus Mariota. They have to settle for a field goal. You leave 4 points potentially on the field there. Of course, Matt Gay misses 2 field goals in the game, including from 50.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But the play before that, don't forget, Marcus Mariota took a sack.
Bad.
He can't take a sack in that area of the field.
Nope.
When you got a kicker who's quite literally 50-50 from beyond 50, you can't take a sack to turn what would be a mid-40s field goal into 51. That play gets forgotten. What else did I write down here? Multiple false starts on a drive that started near their own goal line where they would have one step forward, two steps back, and it was 2nd and 15, then it's 3rd and really long, and they got to check it down. Zach Ertz had one of them, by the way.
Yep, infuriating me. Again, that's another one for the veteran. Brandon Coleman doing it. He hadn't played a whole lot. Again, I'm not excusing it because, again, you have to learn that. And I went to my buddy's house this weekend. His son's in seventh grade. That's when you learn it. Don't false start. If we go on two, it means don't move on the first one. Brandon Coleman doesn't play a ton. Had a false start on that drive, too. But, yeah, but Ertz, again, the veteran. Unbelievable.
The Sanders still fumble on a punt return where another injury. I mean, they just keep piling up, but that should be Jalen Lane, who's shorthanded back there. And it wasn't. It was San Ristel, who hadn't done it much in the NFL, in a stadium that is abnormal for a lot of reasons overseas. And he can't field the punt. And then you've got the first and goal from the five, where they end up not getting any points, killed me. 8 minutes to play in a 13-13 game. What does the math say is your chance of winning that game, do you think? You're at the five-yard line.
It's got to be pretty high.
It's a 13-all game. There's 8 minutes to go, and you've got a first and goal. And knowing that they ended up going on fourth down, you've got four plays to get 5 yards. Now, I think they knew all along they were going to go, and they weren't kicking a field goal based on play calling.
Uh-huh.
Because they ran it three straight plays. Cliff went, and they were all downhill kind of between the tackles. But Cliff tried to slam it up in there with Rodriguez, and McNichols got one of them. First down, second down, third down. So then fourth and goal from a yard and a half out is where they try that little arrow route thing you talked about where Ertz goes out and bends it back in that works all the time, and he slips and falls. It's bad luck. I'm not even saying it was a bad idea. If you go run, run, run with Ertz in your back pocket, that's probably not a terrible idea. Didn't work. And so first and goal from the five in a tie game with eight to play is still tied, and the other team gets the ball back. Almost as bad as after the 25-yard completion at the end of the game when you're first and 10 from the opponent's 40 with 50 seconds to play. Again, what is the percentage chance you win that game right
high.
There?
It's high.
You need 5 yards to have a field goal, even for your kicker who struggles from there, where you've got a 53-54% chance of winning the football game.
Yeah, it looked like one of those, okay, hey, what a great building moment where they're back in the shadow of their own goal line. Right, Mariota, the Debo Samuel for 28 yards to get out of there.
What in the hell was the call on the next play? I cannot believe that. He gets to the 32-yard line. I think technically they said it was 28 to the 31.
Yeah.
So it would be first and 10 from their own 31 with like 50-some seconds left, right? What is 105?
Buck 16.
Buck 16, okay. With 116 to go there, they run the football. They have no timeouts. There is a minute remaining. And you need to get down the field to get points. I don't think I've ever seen a team run it there when they just got a first down. If you need one or two and you just want to move the chains and make sure that, the fourth down isn't coming up to give the ball back, sure, call a run. That's not what happened.
So the run there is on the first play for a lot of teams where you're so backed up and you're going, I don't want to throw the ball, have it be incomplete and stop the clock. I might hand it off
at your own goal line just to make so there's no safety.
And that's my point. Yeah. Against maybe a soft prevent type coverage, maybe I get a nice little burst, and then I can play my hurry up.
Bro, the 28-yarder.
The second play after the 28-yarder, because they came out, I gave Dan Quinn and company credit.
Yeah.
They came out guns blazing.
It's aggressive.
Fine. It's aggressive.
And it works. You get this big square into Debo in the middle of the field flat-footed. He turns and burns and runs through a guy. So now you're up to the 31-32-yard line, and you're going, holy shnikes, they're actually going to go get points and win this thing. And then they run the ball with no timeouts. And it's not like they were in a hurry either. What's weirder than their run was the Dolphins' timeout after that. This is where I can't believe the end of this game. Like, I want to sit down with a grown-up, like a real coach from another team, like a McVay or one of these guys, and go, what the hell is this sequence?
What are they?
What is happening here?
Why did they?
The run is dumb. The Dolphins burning the timeout is dumb. Then, by the way, after the timeout, look at that next play on your sheet there. It's
pretty fun. Marcus Mariota, pass short left to Zach Ertz for 3 yards.
It's a quick little throw to Ertz, which happens. Ertz goes to the ground, chooses to go to the ground inbounds quickly to, like, save time. Again, you have no timeouts. The Dolphins burn another one. So now, by mismanaging this play calling and time, you have a third and six coming up, I think it was, where the Dolphins have used two timeouts, and if you're incomplete, they get the ball back with time to try to go win it. You luck box your way into. Great route by Jacoby Jones. It all works out. Really good call even by Kingsbury to get that half the field free with that little whip route. And you get 25 yards and you go, whoopsie daisy, the Dolphins are terrible, we're going to win it anyway. Because now it's first and 10 from the 40. And that's where three plays later, you've got all of 2 yards. The broadcasters are talking like a 56-yard field goal is easy. They're watching the rest of the NFL. They're not watching Washington.
No, they don't watch this one.
They're like, oh, they're in field goal range. Says who? Who's in field goal range? Brandon Aubrey? I'll tell you who's not in field goal range. Matt Gay.
Mm-mm.
But they're taking deep shots. I mean, they ran the ball on first down. Correct. Run it again. Get 2 or 3 more. Run it again. Get 4 or 5 more. See what the Bears did on the precipice of field goal range trying to win it yesterday. Run it 3 times. Run clock down and get – you're not playing for a chunk there. You're playing for 7. You're playing to get to a 49-yard field goal. Uh-uh, not these guys. They wanted it all. I could not understand that sequence. It was unbelievable. Weirdly, they lost.
I can't believe that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.